Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. Now, you can always email us with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. Well, the question for today's show is this: how may we and others benefit by the mercy and the intercessory prayer of Saint Monica? Tomorrow will be Saint Monica's feast day.
Yes.
And we are delighted that she is a beautiful saint.
Yes.
And she, I know for you and me, she's a beautiful witness of long suffering, of intercessory prayer, of faith, in that she believes for the impossible.
Yes.
I mean, Saint Augustine, he was a mess of a boy. And yeah, she hung in there with him and for him, and even in her difficult marriage, right?
Yes.
And so beautiful things came out of her suffering, as usually that's what God does if we allow him.
You know, we always pray before we do these shows. And so we had a prayer, just, and boy, just the burden, the heaviness that came because of what St. Monica represents, and so many people are going through regarding your children, your grandchildren, infidelity in marriage, so many people that are on your heart. And so this is a special show today, and we pray that you would really find hope in partnership with St. Monica as an intercessor before the Lord, praying for your loved ones, bearing the burden with you, that you would know you're not alone. So we want to begin with a prayer today. Dear St. Monica, troubled wife and mother, many sorrows pierced your heart during your lifetime, yet you never despaired or lost faith. With confidence, persistence, and profound faith, you prayed daily for the conversion of your beloved husband, Patricius, and your beloved son, Augustine. Your prayers were answered. Grant me that same fortitude, patience, and trust in the Lord. Intercede for me, dear Saint Monica, that God may favorably hear my plea for, and then mention your intention, mention that person, that situation, mention your grandchild, mention that relative, that loved one that you're interceding for. Do it even now. And grant me the grace to accept his will in all things, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
And we know, as parents, we have four children, and believe it or not, all four of them didn't obey our every word. Some of them took some journeys and they disobeyed, and there were times of long suffering with them and for them. So we know how to persevere and believe God for the impossible. But there's another great resource, and we had these two beautiful ladies on our show, and EWTN carries this book, and it's called What Would Monica Do? Mm-hmm. And this great book is by Patty Armstrong and Roxanne Salonen, and it's available at ewtnrc.com. So maybe you know somebody in your family who's really struggling. Maybe it's you. Maybe your spouse. Maybe it's your mother-in-law. Maybe it's your children, your grandchildren. It's really important that you get strength and that you have faith and hope to believe for the impossible.
So how may we and others benefit by the mercy and intercessory prayer of Saint Monica? Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Thank you. Welcome back. Well, thank you for welcoming us into your home. Please send us an email with your question or your comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com and check us out on Facebook. So this was the question in honor of St. Monica's feast day, which will be tomorrow. How may we and others benefit by the mercy and the intercessory prayer of St. Monica? Now, who is St. Monica, right? We all know her as the mother of St. Augustine. You could go to EWTN.com/St. Monica to read the lives of the saints, the biography of St. Monica. But, you know, she was the patron saint of wives, mothers, conversions, alcoholics, and abuse victims.
Victims of adultery, unfaithfulness, victims of difficult marriages.
And so,
I think it says alcoholics, too.
Yeah, and alcoholics. And so sometimes all those things just might be right there in your family. And you need her. You need her to say, how am I going to navigate these waters? You know,
we say this so quickly.
Right.
But the pain that you bear, because we know we've borne some of this pain with the loved ones. There are times you could barely get up and move. It's just so tough. You know, people are going to live or die. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they do die. So this is why the show is just so important, because there's help for you in Jesus. There's help for you in partnering with St. Monica.
Right.
It was so incredibly, as you said, persistent, merciful, woman of tears, intercessory tears for others.
Well, and one of the things that she had to bear was she had a husband, her family gave her to this man who wasn't a Christian. And then, so here she is with this man. She's married to him. He's not a Christian. She has to suffer long in her marriage. Then she's got a mother-in-law who's not a Christian. Now, I'm just saying, that's like a lot.
Can anybody relate to this?
So the deal is, you know, I was saying that I listened to a teaching by Jeff Cavins the other day, and it was on, you know, sometimes we want to pick out our crosses as opposed to picking up our crosses. So in marriage, sometimes we have to pick up our crosses, and it might be with your spouse. And it might be your children. It's a cross. And what does the world want to do? We just want to repel it. We want to like, oh, that can't be happening to me. Or we curse God for it. Or we medicate ourselves and take ourselves out of it when we should be showing up for the fight like Monica did. Monica stood in the gap and cried out to God for years. 17 years she prayed for her son.
That doesn't include the husband early on.
Right. Yeah. And so this was a woman of great faith. And she believed that God was going to do a miracle. And even St. Ambrose said about all of her tears that she cried. You know, sometimes what we like to do is we like to complain. Well, complaining and nagging doesn't change a thing. It just makes you a nagging wife and a complaining mother or a complaining mother-in-law. What we need to do is take our feelings, what we're feeling, what we're believing, and bring it to God Almighty, and it might come into tears. And St. Ambrose said of St. Monica, certainly, these tears will not go unanswered.
Surely, the son of so many tears will not perish. How could he perish with all of your tears and weeping? And Joy, this theme of weeping is all throughout the Holy Scriptures, of people who wept and who cried to the Lord. It's in the New Testament. With sighs and groans too deep for words, the Holy Spirit interprets the things of the Spirit. And I always try to remember that when I'm crying or somebody else is weeping, especially for someone else, because that's intercession.
Yes.
That what's happening to them is now falling upon you, and you stand between them and the jaws of hell and the flesh. Mm-hmm. And that's the work of a priest. We see that in the book of Joel, that the priests are in between, you know, the sanctuary and the entry point. So the imagery there is to be between, the priest's role is to be between the people and God, to be between them and to beseech the Lord for mercy.
Yeah. Well, some of the thing that
the jaws of hell. Did I say the joys of hell? I think I said the jaws of hell. Good.
Which is important, you know. Sometimes in prayer, and we have to believe God for the impossible, and you can say, "How long, Lord?" I mean, I can remember one of our children taking what another woman said to me. Your son is not lost, Joy. He's just taken a detour. Mm. Well, that was comforting for the moment, but the detour was about to wreck, right?
I mean, yeah, but you're saying, well, this detour, he's going off a cliff.
Right, he's going off a cliff.
He may die.
Right, and so it was, what was I going to do as a mother, as a wife? You feel so out of control, right? You feel so out of control because you cannot control their free will. Yeah. You can't make them obey. And they may be, it might be with alcohol, it might be with drugs, it might be with sexual promiscuity, it may be emotionally, verbally abusive.
Leaving the faith.
Right.
That's
right. Just not even going to church. They might be great people, but they've just said, you know, I don't need your God, and they just leave the faith. Mm. And mothers and fathers, we suffer long with our children, and Saint Monica is a beautiful prayer partner, and she will truly understand your sorrow and come up alongside of you in your prayers, in your time when you are suffering long with a loved one.
So there's a benefit for you.
Yeah.
It's not only the one you're interceding for, but you need help.
Yes.
You need the benefit of somebody that's walked down that road and it was now perfected. I mean, she was incredible while she lived on the earth. But now, you know, our virtues and gifts get totally perfected when we're before the face of the Lord. And that's the partner that you have to pray. Joy, here's a comment.
Here's a comment. It said, I pray to St. Monica every day that my eldest son and my eldest daughter would come back into the church. It pains me to see them wander from the fold, but I trust that all things are possible in him. And this is from Lisa from Nebraska.
She says, I pray, and that's step number one. I'm interceding. I'm the parent. They're birthed from me. I'm interceding. I'm standing between them and the forces of evil that are luring them away from the church. I pray, and I have pain.
Right.
You can't deny the pain when you love like that. Love hurts. That people choosing that which is not best, or detrimental, or destructive. I pray. And I'm in pain. Say it to the Lord. Say it to another trustworthy person. Say it to St. Monica. I'm in pain. I pray. I have pain, but I trust.
Right.
I can't see. I don't know. I'm driving in a torrential rain. You know, as I'm driving, I can't see. But Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I'm trusting in you.
Right.
Even when I can't see. You see.
And when you're praying, I think of, you know, we had on our show a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Haywood Robinson, and he was a former abortionist, and so was his wife. They were doctors, medical doctors, and they were former abortionists. But you know what they had in their favor? Was they both had praying mothers. And they both were snatched from the way of life that they were living. Grace entered in and saved them. And now they were both pro-life activists, right? And I mean, but that's the power of prayer.
And I don't know the phrase that the wife used, who's now deceased, who was an abortionist, but she was saying something like, you know, we weren't even looking for God or trying to listen for God. But it didn't stop his movement towards us. It didn't stop him from speaking to us. This is the kind of God we have. So you're looking at these people and just say, there's no way. They don't want to hear. They don't want to do it ever. But you don't understand how God's pursuing them.
Yes.
As much as you love them, God loves them perfectly. And God wants to speak to them, bring people into their lives, touch them. Don't despair. God has many ways to reach his children. He wants to reach them before they come face to face with him.
And the deal is, it might not be you. And so then you got to pray, God, put someone in their lives who would say the same things that I'm saying, just, Lord, don't let it be me. And that's where I can remember as a mother, you know, we're so full, we can be full of pride and full of control. And God's just saying, Joy, it ain't you. Your job is to be on the sideline and to be praying. And I love him more than you do. And as a mother, you're like, no, Lord, I love him. And it's like, oh, no, I love him. He and your sons and your daughters are just passing through you. And then we as mothers have to intercede and cry out for God's greatest blessings upon their lives.
And again, it's not just children. It's unfaithful spouses and others. Here's another comment. Trust in God is so fundamental for progress in the spiritual life. And I can think of no other example more relevant to parents in today's world than that of Saint Monica. This is Carlos from Arizona.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful. We have to pray. We have to know the season that we're in. We have to take up the cross. We have to unite our crosses that we have. And sometimes these crosses are only for a season. I mean, when I thought of the times we were going through the difficulties with our children, and I thought, oh, this is going to be my life forever. And God was like, it is not. It's just, it's a season. It's a time. I will give you strength. I'll give you peace. I need to give you hope. And you just keep giving me your tears and your prayers, and God will make good of it all.
Yes. Lord, send the Ambrose that's needed for those that are on our hearts. Mm-hmm. Ambrose somehow connected with Augustine. He was a real part of the answer to prayer. Lord, send the people that we need. I'm thinking of the girl who gives so many talks regarding abortion, and that she was...
Abby Johnson.
No, Hispanic girl, and that she became a street person after her abortions.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody
Patricia Sandoval.
And somebody was in a restaurant and saw this girl out on the street, and she came out of the restaurant and just loved her and got her in the midst of the gutter of life and said, you know, who are you? I'm going to take you home. God, send people to our children, to our spouses, to those who betrayed the faith, Lord. Reach them. Saint Monica, pray for them. We're going to take a break at this point, and we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to go to Rome to check in with beautiful Joan Lewis. Now, Joan's going to be sharing a reflection on the extraordinary and inspiring life of Saint Monica.
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy, from my home to your home. And once again, a fascinating reflection. How can all of us benefit from the intercessory prayer of Saint Monica? Well, she's a saint to actually look to, pray to every day of the year, but also, of course, especially tomorrow, which is her feast day. But what an amazing life story. Now, Saint Monica was born a Christian in the 4th century in what today is Algeria. She married a pagan. He had an extremely violent temper. He led a very dissolute life, including adultery and alcoholism. Yet, thank the Lord, he respected her Christian virtues. Now, of her children, three lived to adulthood, one of whom was named Augustine. And he led for many, many years the dissolute life, very similar to his father. But oddly enough, over time, he became one of the Catholic Church's greatest saints, greatest thinkers, and greatest writers. Now, you know, it's interesting because I found something that Franciscan media said of Monica. The circumstances of Saint Monica's life could have made her a nagging wife, a bitter daughter-in-law, and a despairing parent. Yet she did not give way to any of these temptations. In fact, of course, I think we all know it was Monica's incredible prayer life, praying for the reformation of her son, that led to his conversion, as Augustine tells us himself in his Confessions. Now, in the vicissitudes of life, both Augustine and Monica ended up in Milan, Italy. Well, Milan. And the Bishop of Milan, Saint Ambrose, became their spiritual advisor. And as a matter of fact, at Easter 387, he baptized Augustine. So Monica's prayers for the conversion of her son then became prayers of gratitude and thanksgiving. Now, Monica died in the seaside town of Ostia, where she was buried for many years. And then she's now, her tomb is in the Roman church, named for her son, Sant'Agostino. So knowing all of this about her life, how can we not be surprised that she's the patron saint of homemakers, of married women, mothers, abuse victims, alcoholics, and widows. She's also invoked against difficult marriages and difficult children. So, and all these centuries later, think about it, how we read in the newspapers about victims of abuse. We read about police being called to a home for domestic violence. We read about alcohol and its effect on individuals and on society. But you know what? We have only one saint we have to go to ask for intercession in all of these issues. So Saint Monica is really the ultimate reminder that we should always pray, the ultimate reminder that there are no lost causes, and the ultimate reminder that everybody can be reformed and change their life. So she is actually symbol of the immeasurable value of perseverance. On those words, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much. That was a beautiful summary and powerful sharing. And we want all of you looking at us today to have hope in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Mm-hmm. Nothing is impossible with God. And may you be able to say with Saint Monica what Moses said, "Let my son go, let my daughter go, set my husband free, my wife free. Let them go in the name of Jesus." And ask Monica to intercede, stand between your loved one and the forces of hell and death, the flesh and the devil, that they might be set free. Join us next time for an interview with Brian Espy and Alejandra Lewis. They will be sharing about the wonderful ministry of Life on Wheels and how it provides vital health care services to rural and to Alabamians, all throughout the state, actually. So God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. You're never alone. You're an important part of the EW10 family. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.